Your name?
Well, I'm called Mel, but it's not my name.
What's your full name then?
In olden days, everybody got the name shortened.
Okay.
And my real name is Eleanor Elizabeth.
Eleanor Elizabeth.
Reed.
And how old were you?
How old?
Or young?
How young?
How young are you?
I'm 100 and well, a bit. I always have to look at the paper. I was born in 1912.
Wow.
I'm 104.
Wow. So
on December the 5th this year.
That's amazing. I'm 24.
You've got a long way to go.
I do. I hope.
I've got grandchildren as old as you.
So I that's interesting because we're trying to get stories about World War II. So you would have been much older than a teenager during World War II. So how do you remember how old you were when it started?
What, the war?
Yeah.
Well, the First World War started in 1914 and went on to 1918.
I've
only vaguely remember that.
The Second World War, 1939, so you would have been...
Oh, well, of course, a lot of people remember, they all remember that in here.
Yes, that's why I'm here, you see. Yeah.
1939.
So how old were you would have, when the World War II started?
1939, I would have been 1912.
Okay. So where did you grow up?
I grew
around
up
that time?
In Leechels, the other side of Birmingham.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What was it like during World War II in that area?
We had, it's rather strange as well. I went down there about a fortnight ago and they haven't done much. We went to the big Aston Hall, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they hadn't done much alterations, really.
Mm-hmm.
Where we lived had gone, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We lived in a back-to-back.
Oh, like an old back-to-back sort of terrace.
You shared your washing, you shared the toilet.
Mm-hmm. How many people were in the house? Do you have siblings?
Well, I was the oldest of eight.
Mm-hmm. What, eight? Wow.
I was the oldest.
Yeah.
And can you believe me when I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one left and I've lost my own daughter.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
It's absolutely dreadful.
Mm.
I've lost two husbands and all my brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one left out of all of them.
Mm. I mean,
can you believe what I'm telling you?
I'm finding it hard to believe, but I do believe it.
Well, that's true.
So when you were living in that terrace house with your eight brothers and sisters, did you look after them as the oldest? Like a carer?
Not really, because we had very good mum and dad.
Okay, what did your mum and dad do?
Well, dad was sort of a labourer sort of a person, which was hard to get work in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother did crochet, knitting and sewing to earn a few pence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They were very independent, my parents, and my mother would never moan.
That's good. Yeah, my grandmother said.
And she told us never to moan.
Mm-hmm.
Don't moan.
Don't moan, don't be a moaner.
And she'd do this knitting and crochet just to earn a few pence.
Mm-hmm.
Always hold your head apart, she said.
Mm-hmm. So do you remember what life was like during World War II at that time? How did it affect daily life?
Well, that was a bit different, World War II. I remember that.
What was that like?
My husband went away. I was on my own with the two children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we coped.
Mm-hmm.
Very short of money.
Mm-hmm.
But we coped. You see, I was brought up with a family.
Mm-hmm.
We were told never to moan, always hold your head up high. So of course that's how we were brought up, we did that as well. Well, World War II, I remember that better because my husband went in the forces. Now I had five brothers and everyone went away.
In the forces.
And I just coped, you learn to cope, you were brought up like that. Never moan, just cope.
That's really interesting. So,
you don't remember the war, do you?
I don't remember. My grandma and my granddad were both in the war. My mum was from London and she got evacuated. And my granddad went to Burma and he wrote books. Yeah, he wrote books about it. And it's really interesting to hear another story from another person who was there because everyone's different. So, I mean, do you remember what you used to do for fun in wartime and with your brothers and sisters?
Do you remember what?
What?
Fun.
Fun. No, what did you do when you weren't working or...?
Well, we were all very poor financially.
Mm-hmm.
But we had very good parents.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad kept fowl and sold them, and rabbits and sold them.
Oh, well.
We were brought up never to moan.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was fantastic. She used to crochet and knit,
mm-hmm.
and she taught me how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd only get top and sore threatens for what she did.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how I was brought up, to be very independent.
That's amazing.
Never moan.
People could learn from that today, couldn't they?
And my mum and dad never moaned, and that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
My father growed stuff and bred rabbits and fowl and sold them.
So,
two or three pence, mm-hmm. just to keep us going.
Mm-hmm. Did you, we must have had rationed food as well, but if you were
I don't remember the rations in the First World War. But
the Second World War?
I remember them in the Second World War.
What was it like?
Well,
what were you eating?
Well, I'll tell you what. You learn to cope
mm-hmm.
without moaning.
Mm-hmm.
Because my husband went away in the war and I was left with the two children.
What was it like having your husband go away in the war? Did you write letters and everything?
Well, you didn't keep in touch as much as you do now because it wasn't as good.
Yeah.
But we did keep in touch.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, at the end of the day, look, you couldn't do anything about it. You've got to learn to cope with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And we was brought up like that, to always cope with situations
mm-hmm.
and never moan too
mm-hmm.
much.
Mm-hmm.
So we just brought up, I was on my own with two children, my husband went straight abroad.
Mm-hmm.
You just coped.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting.
You just coped.
Okay, I mean, I think I really want to thank you for telling me and giving me the time.
Well, any kind of games, you know, to give us.
What kind of games?
Well, there was children's card games, but later on his daughters had to play proper cards,
mm-hmm.
with proper playing cards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did for us, rather than let us go running on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
We had very good parents,
mm-hmm.
but we got no money at all.
Mm.
If you had a penny, you was well off. But we did have family life, which is most important.
It is.
And we brought up both our grannies, remember all our uncles and aunts,
mm-hmm.
and they all lived close by.
Mm-hmm.
So we were very, very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Very lucky.
It's pretty nice.
But as I say, we got no money. But looking now to some of the children today,
mm-hmm.
they won't appreciate life so much as we did.
Mm. I think that's true, because they have wealth.
They used to have it, everything, you see.
Yeah, that's true.
And when you haven't got it, you're told to hold your head up high and my mother said, never go moaning and begging.
Yeah, she sounds like a wise woman.
So we did have a very good upbringing. And of course, we brought up with our grannies as well.
Did you?
They don't see so much of the grannies.
Did you? Did you go to school? What was school like? And where?
Cromwell Street School. Went to.
What was that like?
Well, looking back, I thought it was very good.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's quite a little bit different to how they're brought up today.
Mm-hmm.
And the families didn't educate the children like they do today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I only had two children, but I made sure they was educated.
Mm-hmm.
But we did have a good family upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
My dad bred ducks, fowl, rabbits, and we had to eat them. They went in the pan.
Were they good?
I wrote to Carl Chin, you know, about the olden days.
Mm-hmm.
And he printed it in his magazine.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, if you've got any more stories like that, let me have them.
Yeah,
but,
that's what I'm after.
It's interesting to hear the truth of what really went on, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm talking about growing up poor, but with family values and taught not to moan.
I bet your grandmas and granddad remember what I'm talking about.
They do, yeah. I mean,
of course they do.
My grandma is still with us, and she lives in Hereford, and she was in London during the Blitz, and she got evacuated. And she doesn't talk about the war very much, but I mean, she didn't have an education because there was a war in the middle of it, you know what I mean? But she was also the oldest of maybe like six brothers and sisters.
She lived in a nice place, though, Hereford, did she?
She does. She lives all right now in Hereford.
Yeah.
My dad looks after her. But she's still quite... I think she's 88.
How old is she now then?
She's 88 now. Mm. She's getting on a little bit.
Over 100.
How old are you exactly? 100?
103.
Did you get a letter from the Queen?
Look, I was born in 1912.
1912.
104 this year. Thanks. For 4 years. I don't know whether you've ever heard or seen pictures of them. Mm-hmm. They're living in all the mud and everything, mm-hmm. in the trenches. Mm-hmm. Well, it was in the trenches for 4 years. Mm-hmm. They didn't give him transport or money for fares, and he had to walk most of the time home. Mm-hmm. And I remember him walking in the door, and he stood in the door and I was soaking wet, and that was after 4 years in France.
Oh my gosh.
And we only had a tin bath in front of the fire, so Mum had to get the tin bath in front of the fire so I could get him a bath. Hmm.
Where was where was your husband stationed in the war?
They were in the Second World War.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the First World
War.
Yeah,
I know.
My husband was, he went straight to, he was in Egypt for a while.
Oh, wow.
And then he was in the line with the, he was, a signalman. Mm-hmm. He was in France most of the time. Mm-hmm. But I had five brothers. Mm-hmm. They all went to the war. Mm-hmm. Five of them. Mm-hmm. And they all came back.
Oh, thank God. That's really good.
It was good.
Yeah, that's quite an accomplishment.
Because they all went straight abroad.
So when all your brothers came back, what did you do? Did you see them all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, in those days, families lived close together. Mm-hmm.
So what was it
they
like?
They didn't live away like they do today, because mm-hmm. there was no cars or transport. Mm-hmm. And we all lived round the corner or across the road. Mm-hmm. Had a very good upbringing as a child, very good family life.
So after World War II, when they all came back, what did you do with your life then? What did you get a job?
Well,
did you work?
Well, what you do, I got two children, and mm-hmm. I didn't want to leave them, so mm-hmm. I didn't find a job there.
Okay, so you're a mother.
But I did eventually. I wanted them both educated, mm-hmm. so I did find a little job then to roll babes. Mm-hmm. Now we just cope. You've got no choice but mm-hmm. to just cope. And no moaning.
No moaning. No moaning. I'm going to take that. That's the one thing I'm going to take home, is no moaning.
You've got to get on with it.